Native Detroiter and fashion designer Ken Walker is ready to jet off to Italy to showcase his upcoming line. Established in 2018, the K. Walker Collective specializes in essential clothing and accessories tailored for change makers and fervent fashion icons. And joining us to tell us more, Tia Graham. Hi, Tia.
Hi, Rob. You know, you have that fashion game, that sweater game down pat, so you're not wearing one today, unfortunately.
Today.
But in collaboration with Detroit SME and sponsored by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the K. Walker Collective will be part of an interactive booth experience. So Detroit SME is an exclusive fashion collective showcases the best of Detroit and Michigan's design, talent, craftsmanship, and quality. Super excited to have Ken in studio right now because, once again, big name in fashion in the city of Detroit. Thank you so much for joining the show.
That's a pleasure. I'm glad I could be here.
Yeah, so just jumping into things, Detroit SME is an exclusive fashion collective. You know, talk about being a part of it and being a part of the growth of the fashion industry here in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, the opportunity came last June when I went for the first time, and it was a huge opportunity to grow outside of not even just Detroit, but America, and to showcase authentic Detroit style in the European market where they don't usually see that every day. So I do think that Detroit has always been this trailblazing city for fashion. We just haven't got the recognition for it. So to be a part of that has been incredible, you know, from every standpoint.
I think when I think about Detroit fashion, I don't know if you are on social media a lot, but on social media recently, that video going around with the fur coats and fur hats. Yeah, down to
authentic.
Yes. And I just think about the city of Detroit and that authenticity in fashion and expressing ourselves. So when we think about that, talk about how it's helped influence you and your collection.
For me, it was always about simplicity. I remember early on when I was like 14 and I was like, I want to become a fashion designer. And I would just kind of grow up seeing luxury goods in the city. You know, I saw furs, I saw Gators, I saw Cartier. Like, I saw all these brands, Carl Kanai, like all these brands that my uncles were wearing. And I thought of, like, how do I take that and create my own? Ralph Lauren was always kind of the fashion Bible for me because he built a corporation. It wasn't just a clothing brand. And he always talked about style, not just fashion. So to be a part of that in a predominantly black city was really important because a lot of the fashion houses that we see, they're, you know, predominantly not even owned by people of color or even women. So, but we are the biggest consumers of these goods. Women lead a lot of the trends and a lot of the preference for a lot of brands. So I thought of how can I actually use that for my own benefit. So when I went to Michigan State for college, I got my degree in marketing, and that was kind of how I created a business around the customers as well. So we've innovated a lot by just listening to what the people want.
I just want to say go green, number one.
Go white.
Yes. But number two, you're from the city of Detroit. What part are you from?
I'm from the west side, mm-hmm. 7 Mile, Better Mile.
All right, same thing. Not 7 Mile, but also the same type of situation on the west side. And I just think about how that has influenced the way we move throughout the world, the way we move throughout our lives. And you talked about going to Michigan State. When you got out of college, what were some of the things that you were thinking about, especially when you're deciding to get into the fashion industry?
How to stand out. It's a very overcrowded industry. And I think for me, it was all about how to find what is a need in the market. And Collective, even just the name and the brand, it came from that. You know, it was always K. Walker. That was always the name for me. But when I was in 2017 was when I, you know, officially made it official. I was going to launch this business. But customers, they wanted to be able to shop multiple looks in one brand. And every brand has an aesthetic, but sometimes you feel limited on what you can purchase from that brand. So Collective was the design language that I kind of took upon as well. So street, comfort, and refined garments, I put that all within one brand and addressed the market that really wanted something that was a little bit more accessible, but still had a premium feel to it as well.
And when we think about, when I think about the collection or the collective, I think about your, like you just said, but I think about the pricing as well, because it was going through and it's just like, this is decently priced, well-priced clothing at a high quality.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind when you were marketing and putting this together?
Yeah, it's usually the thing that people feel like they have to compromise with a product. Like, oh, I'm going to make it, you know, affordable, then it's going to, you know, sacrifice the quality. So for me, I've used my business acumen to negotiate better with suppliers. But also locally, we've been trying to really refine, you know, this way that we actually create the clothing as well. So for me, you know, limitation, you know, is a key thing, too. And a lot of luxury brands kind of pride themselves on that. Like, you know, you better get it now because it may not be available in 3 months. So that helps me keep this low cost for manufacturing, but also for low stock as well. So when you have low stock, It actually can help you actually have a higher price point, you know, in the consumer's eyes, is, you know, it's accessible, but I can break even if I'm looking at a lower cost point as well. So I took a very much a calculation on how we can address the market, but also consumers. They don't want something that everybody else has, you know, so I always try to think of that as well. Like if we have this vest that everybody keeps asking me to restock, it's like, no, it was out 2021. The people who got it, those 40 people bought it. So now when they see another release, they have to, you know, go to that sense of immediacy to buy it as well.
Yeah, I was looking at the pink satin jacket you had, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, it came back, too.
Yes, it's nice. Yeah. So, you know, just getting into things you do, you are leaving, actually, this week. You're going to be leaving Friday to go to Italy to present your new Collector Winter of 2024 collection. Talk about what's happening.
Yeah, it's expanded. You know, I've expanded the product range. You know, I'm really trying to address the market that wants a broader size range. Color has always been paramount in my design process. So definitely taking that vibrance with this next collection, but also expanding, you know, those offerings, too. So we have everything. We have our puffer coats, but then I have a new color that I'm introducing. But then also we have puffer bags, you know, which is going to be a really cool product that we're releasing this winter. And then also looking at the refinement as well. So I've you know, really made these zip velour polos that come in black, comes in a vanilla beige, and then like a red merlot color. We have, you know, some trousers. We got all type of stuff. So I'm just, you know, at scarves. Like there was really just this thought process of like, what are the other products that I know people want? And I think it'll be amazing to get this feedback from these buyers in Italy, you know, yeah. So it's not just addressing my customers here at home, but now the world, you know, it's a world stage. You know, Pizzuomo is one of the biggest trade shows in the world. So it's humbling, but also at the same time, it's letting me put the art out into the world, getting the reaction from them, getting these buyers to potentially get my brand in other stores around the world, and just showing them that, you know, Detroit is where it's at.
I'm just thinking right now, I'm just going through my mind, because like you said, you're going to be presenting and you're going to be showcasing in front of, like, literally the industry in Europe, and you're bringing Detroit to Europe. Not just, you know, because a lot of people in Europe, they may know techno, they may know certain things about the city of Detroit, but they don't know about our fashion. So, you know, being a native of the city of Detroit, bringing it to this European audience, what are some of the things that you are hoping to get feedback from? Like, what are some of the things that you would hope that they would say to you? And, you know, like, just what are some of the things that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, aesthetic was one thing. When I went in June, it was interesting to see what they reacted to. I had these embossed tees in my collection from 2021, and then we continued it the last 2 years, and I've expanded like the color range. That product got the most attention, and I think because it was unique to see that it was embossed, so it was actually like molded into the actual tee, and it wasn't screen printed, it wasn't embroidered. So it was really interesting. I had all these other products, you know, and I got, you know, some good feedback about those, but specifically I found that aesthetic was something that these buyers are looking for, because there's so many brands that are stamping a logo on something. So they want to see something unique and different. So I'm hoping that with these new items, I can get some feedback maybe to help refine these pieces. Maybe there's other colors I should release as well. But also how these products can work in other markets too. Yeah. You know, so I'm from the Midwest in America, but I feel like there's going to be some feedback from a buyer who's buying for a store in London. You know what I mean? I can't wait to get that feedback to really make this brand come forth as a global brand and not just something that is native to just the city of Detroit.
Which is something that I would think a lot of us talk about in general, is just outsourcing the creative outlets and creative products that we have from the city of Detroit and not just keeping them just home, you know, a lot of the times. So just making sure that we're expanding that. And I think about as fashion continues to expand with people like Aki at CCS and the collective forming, like what would be some things that you would tell teens or young people going forward, especially who are in school right now or going into school or maybe about to graduate?
Yeah. Well, first, I love Aki. Aki is the reason I'm even going to Italy. He's very like vexed into this space, and I met him back in 2019. We sit on this like Michigan Fashion Council board, and he hired me to actually teach at the school. So I teach at College for Creative Studies as well. So nice. I brought my marketing acumen to that, you know, department, because he felt like, well, they need to see actual people in our city that are doing the work that you're doing, and to have students not only look at me as like this professor, but like, well, you have a business right down the street from the school. So for me, it's showing them that it's possible. It's accessible and that you can do it here in Detroit. When I was going to Detroit School of Arts, I was like, oh, I got to go to New York or L.A. to get into this industry. But now a student coming from DSA, where I went to high school, two blocks down, or someone that goes to Wayne State or CCS, or maybe not even one of these bigger institutions, they're like, wow, like, it's accessible. I can do it, too. And I think the means of social media shows them that. But to show them a physical building that, you know, my name is on it, and then they see, like, wait, he was from the city. He did this, you know. So I really want them to utilize, you know, the city, you know, at their disposal and not feel like they have to go thrive elsewhere.
Yeah, which is one of the things, like you said, Aki is really big on right now, making sure that the students and everyone in the fashion industry in Detroit thrive here in the city of Detroit, which is, I love talking to him about that. Yeah. But just thinking about 2022 when you opened up the store, mm-hmm. just talk about that too. You just were talking about that a little bit, about having that storefront, students and people getting to see your name up there on the building. But you're like in the heart of Midtown. What, what are some things that go through your mind when you see your store?
It's still surreal to me. Yeah. You know, I think that is just the humbling nature that I have to this business. It was never in it to just for a claim and just stamp my name on things. But for me, it's a part of the story. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I've always wanted, you know. And I told someone recently, I was like, I'm living out my wildest dreams, you know. So for me, it was never about, oh, I got a store, it's over. And I was like, no, it's like, what's going to happen in the next 2 years? But for me, it was showing, I think a lot of people take me more serious as a designer because there are so many people that have clothing brands, but they're like, wait, you have a physical bit? I'm like, yeah, you can order online, pick up in store, but we're also able to give them a brand experience, you know, which I think is always important as a designer who has a marketing background, but also someone who wants people to feel a certain way when you're wearing the products and engaging with the brand. So creating that experience, the moment you walk in the door, the scent you smell in the air, how you're greeted, the way we help you find the right look for yourself or someone else, having events, you know, that are community driven, letting local artists showcase their work, you know, getting other designers opportunity to showcase in the store. So for me, it's humbling, but it also gives me a great responsibility, you know, to my city, you know, to show them that, you know, there should be more, you know, stores like the K Walker store on Cass Avenue, you know, because you go to any other city, there's a plethora of options too. I don't just want to be the only one, you know. While I sit at the table, I'm always turning around to see who else can be a part of this table, because it can't just take one person. I think it takes all of us collectively coming together.
Which is just absolutely an amazing way to think about what you're doing right now. So once again, just one more time before I let you go, what's happening in Italy and where can people find K Walker Collective?
Yes, I'm going to Italy this weekend for Pitti Uomo, one of the biggest men's fashion trade shows in the world. I have a store on Cass Avenue. If you go on Google, you can type us K Walker Collective. It comes right up. The address is 4161. Our website is kwalker.co. You can follow us on social media at kwalkerco.
All righty then. Well, as you just heard, that was Ken Walker, Detroit native fashion designer and business owner. Walker is headed to Italy this week to showcase his latest collection, the 2024 winter collection.
That's right.
Thank you so much for joining the show, chatting with us, and just bringing your expertise to the air.
I could be here.